Republican Eric Lytle is running for a seat on the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners. He's currently a financial advisor here in the Cape Fear region, having started his career at IBM in Raleigh. And Eric, I want to start with the hurricane we all just went through. And how would you rate how the county responded and performed with their emergency services and things like that?
Well, I think the county and the county employees, the first responders, actually did a really good job. I know Chief House at Wrightsville Beach ordered the evacuation, and rightfully so. Wilmington did not, which I agreed with. It'd be hard to move that many people inland, and also the storm was originally going to go inland, they thought. So I think they made the right decision initially, and then the response afterwards was good. There's certainly a couple things. When you have historic flooding and a storm like this, you know, it was a Category 1 when it comes to wind, but it was like a Category 3 or 4 when it comes to rain and flooding, and we had some historic flooding. It's hard to know how to prepare for historic flooding. I think some things that could be improved upon in the future would be the getting supplies here. We learned something that I don't think we ever thought about. We are locked, and if that road is cut off, we can't get supplies here. And so the helicopters that came in, I think they could have come in sooner. They could have come in a couple of days sooner to bring water and supplies because people were needed. The weather was fine, so they could have flown in a little sooner. I know that's some coordination that I think could be improved on. And I think the shelters, we have schools. I believe they should be the shelters. We should not build new shelters just for a potential hurricane, a bad one that we get once every several years, like some candidates believe. But we do need to make sure that we have the shelters and the supplies needed at the shelters in advance with water, more cots than we had so people don't have to share cots. So those would be kind of two big things, getting supplies sooner, and that would be coordination with FEMA and the National Guard. And then second thing is just making the facilities a little more ready to have more people than I think they were expecting.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a bit about growth in New Hanover County. I've sat through plenty of commissioner meetings, and a constant topic is managing continued growth. Mm-hmm. Everyone talks about it, being sustainable, being responsible. But at the end of the day, isn't it more just about dollar signs and tax revenue?
Well, that's a great question, and that is certainly a big issue that a lot of people talk to me about. My office is on Military Cutoff Road, and that traffic has gotten really bad. And one of the key points people need to realize is the traffic that you see, a lot of the congestion with, say, Military Cutoff, that is the city of Wilmington. That is not New Hanover County commissioners. We're not responsible for that. We can't control that. The city council does. They have a planning commission for the city. They approve those. So sometimes people complain to us about the traffic congestion inside the city, and there's nothing we can really do about that. Now, going forward in the county, economic and business development and growth is important. I think we need smart growth, and my planning background, that's the way I view things. I view things, and when I'm working with clients, we take a 20, 30-year, 50-year, multi-generational approach. So I think that's the skill set I can bring, because we need to start looking at long-term growth and development for the next 20 years, because studies have shown that they expect our population to increase by 50% within the next 12 to 15 years. This is a great place to live. I love living here, like most people, and it is an attractive place to live. It has the beach, it has the river, it has downtown, has a good airport, a university. It's a great place to live, and so people are going to come. We can't shut down I-40 and prevent them from coming. We need to make sure we're smart and economically viable to have good jobs, to make smart expansion, smart growth, and development for these people that are coming, because they're coming. That's just a fact.
Now, you have small children, correct?
Correct.
So do you feel that gives you a somewhat different perspective in terms of because I believe you're the only current or running for the commissioner that has small children. Do you think that you look at the future perhaps somewhat differently because you have that stake?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been married almost 17 years now in December, and we have a 10-year-old daughter, 10-and-a-half-year-old daughter. She's going on 13, it seems like, and a 9-year-old son. They're in the public school system here, and that is one of the main reasons I got into this race. I am the first time into political races, but this is why I'm here. It's for my kids, because I want my kids, number one, to have good schools, safe schools. I want the teachers to be well-funded. And so, and also, if my kids go off to college somewhere, maybe they'll go to UNCW or Cape Fear, but if they go off to somewhere, that if they want to come back here after they graduate, they'll have a economically vibrant place to come back to where they can start a family or start a business, get a good job, and raise a family like I chose to do here. And so that's a lot of why I got into the race, is because of my young kids.
Yeah, I've read that child advocacy and safety are your top priorities, and you want to make sure students and teachers remain a top priority. What else can the county do in terms of, let's start with school safety, in light of the occurrences in Florida back in February and other shootings? Is the county doing enough, and do you think there's more steps that could be taken?
Great question, and that is, as a parent of children in schools, and I hear it from my friends, not just constituents, but my friends, that is, and especially after Parkland, I think everybody took a step back and looked at that and said, wow, yeah, are all the schools doing what they need to do? The county commissioners did increase spending for the schools this budget year, and they created new SRO positions and got some more mental health professionals. I am actually on the New Hanover County Juvenile Crime Prevention Council. I'm a board member there. And so you have all these groups with all these programs that come in and talk about the children in schools and the kids in the juvenile justice system and what needs to be done. And I've been to all the meetings with the sheriff's department when they've after Parkland. And the one thing they've said, because we've asked, would metal detectors be better? Would armed, you've heard this nationally, would armed, retired military professionals be smart to do? Arming teachers, and some states are doing that now. Florida's doing that. The sheriff's department says no to those three things. With SROs at every multiple SROs at every high school, an SRO at every middle school, and then SROs floating to every elementary school, they feel like they have it covered. What I'm hearing on the Juvenile Crime Prevention Council is the mental health professionals. We need more mental health professionals in the school system, not guidance counselors, actual certified psychologists, mental health professionals, because they're the ones that can see issues with kids that the kids will talk to, and they might just be able to prevent something happen and intercede with a young kid that maybe, you know, has some mental health needs and stop something bad before it happens.
Before the school ends, the gun ends up at a school.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's correct. Because you're always going to have guns, and you're always going to have bad people, but the mental health hopefully can help, you know, stop something like that from happening.
What are some of the other county issues that you've been thinking about that are on your list of priorities?
Well, the biggest one is our taxes. I'm a financial planner, so I know monetary policy, certainly nationally, and look at it on the state budget, and I'll look at the county budget. I've read the whole county budget. Here it is right here. Front to back.
That's exciting reading.
It is. For me, it is. Yeah. Actually, for most people, it can put you to sleep in about 2 minutes. There's a key difference between me and some of my opponents when it comes to fiscal policy. First, I believe all, especially here at the local level, all Republicans, all Democrats, we all want good schools, and we all want clean water. Now, unfortunately, some people are taking advantage of the Gen X and really saying bad things about other people, but nobody's actually putting poison into the water. No candidates here. You know, that's Kim Morris that's doing that. But there's a big difference in fiscal policy. My opponent, first, last year, the county commissioners voted to approve a tax decrease, a property tax decrease. It was the first tax decrease in 14 years. My opponent, Rob Zappel, voted against that. That's a pretty big difference. I would pledge right now to never raise property taxes for our constituents. And when you're talking about property taxes, you're talking about real money in people's dollars. I've got the formula right here. You can take your home value, multiply it times 0.0637 and divide it by 100, because it's measured in $100 values per $100 values. And if you've got a $500,000 house, your annual savings from the property tax decrease is $318 in a four-year total, because that's the length of a term, is $1,272. That's real dollars. If you've got a $250,000 house, it's $159, and for 4 years, it's $636. If the Democrats get the majority, which would be Zappel and Bozeman winning, I believe the first thing they would do is raise this property tax back up. And the only thing I can go on is the fact that Rob Zappel voted against it last year.
So you're saying that the county currently doesn't need that additional tax revenue, which is why it was cut in the first place.
We have a surplus. And some people will say, well, you should do more with the money you got. Well, we did. We did a tax decrease. We increased spending for public safety to the sheriff's department and the DA's office. And we increased spending for the public education system. I always feel like we can do more for teachers. You know, the state really dictates their pay level, but the county can do these stipends. And they did increase that, but I feel like they can increase that even more. So they reduced taxes while still increasing funding for public safety and public education. So it can be done. And, again, my opponent voted against that. And so I think that's a big policy difference that we both have.
Earlier, we spoke about school safety. And another safety issue, a health issue, is drug addiction in this part of the state, especially when it comes to opioid abuse. And I know that over the course of the last year, several new programs have been introduced. How do you think New Hanover County has been responding to this drug crisis?
That is a very tough situation. As most people know, in 2016, 2 years ago, we were the number one place in the entire nation, which is a sad number one to be. But District Attorney Ben David, I know him well. Great guy. He's a Democrat, but I'd vote for him. I'd follow that guy to battle anytime. He cares about his community, and he cares, and he's implementing things to fight, reduce crime and fight this opioid epidemic. I think initially the problem has been the physicians and pill shopping, you know, because 80% of heroin users started out with painkillers. So you have this. There's a lot of national issues that have created this local issue, and it's hard to really understand how we became the number one locally in this whole national issue. But, you know, they are putting things in place, and they're raising this juvenile justice age from 16 to 18. That's certainly going to help for kids. They get a minor offense, and they don't get a felony, and so they don't really ruin their education career, their job career. That's important. We have, in being on the Juvenile Crime Prevention Council, it's surprising how many programs the police and the sheriff's department have that implemented. There's several. I know things like they go down on Friday nights to Wilson, to the gym, and the deputies play basketball with the kids and really try and go into the high-impacted, high-risk areas and do really good programs for the community and really build those relationships. And I think we're going to start to see a turn, and it may take another year or two, but It didn't happen overnight, and the solution's not going to be made overnight as well.
When I would think with an increase of mental health professionals in the schools, that's also going to help with this drug issue.
Absolutely. And the SROs at every school, and that's the thing. You know, when I was young, there were no, number one, it wasn't, I grew up in Whiteville, a small town about an hour from here, and there wasn't a lot of drugs anyway, but you didn't really see them, and you certainly didn't see them in middle school. Mm-hmm. And kids are seeing them in elementary school these days. And, you know, their lives are so much more advanced than ours were at that age. And so having the SROs at the schools, having the mental health professionals really connect with those kids. And believe me, those kids connect with those SROs. I'm actually implementing, we did this at Forest Hills with the help of Ben David, who was a very, very big advocate. And now I'm implementing it at my kids' school, Ogden Elementary, the Watchdogs program. It's a national program where dads volunteer to go to the school and just walk the halls and be a presence. Because at some of these schools, unfortunately, a lot of children don't have a male presence at home. And so they get to see and interact with a male figure as well. And sometimes maybe they make a connection, and that helps them.
Eric Lytle is a Republican running for a seat on the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners. Eric, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Vince. Appreciate it.